Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, in the past, I have bestowed upon you some programming that I've been very, very happy to do, and that is to cover the American Master Series that Channel 13 out of New York produces for PBS and the group, all the folks who are part of that whole operation up there. And we've done a number of programs, interviewed a number of people who were in charge of these programs and have produced these wonderful programs, and I'm happy to say we have another one here. Lawrence Hott is with us. Lawrence is an award-winning movie producer. He has an Emmy. He has two Academy Award nominations. He received the George Foster Peabody Award, 5 American Film Festival Blue Ribbons. This guy knows what he's doing, and he's here to talk to us about his latest work, which is John James Audubon, Drawn from Nature. Larry Hott, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you here. Welcome to the show, and be sure to tell all of our friends there at Channel 13 hello, and that we're glad to have you guys back again.
I will. I'll be sure to say something. Nice.
Now, my audience probably knows a little bit about what I'm about to say. I think they know how much I care about wildlife, how much I love observing wildlife, and what they might not know is that I have been collecting wildlife prints, especially bird prints, for over 30 years. And I probably got 50 or 60 total bird prints over the years in different of different artists. And I actually have some restrikes, some smaller restrikes of Audubon. I have about 20 of those of the Audubon program. So, Larry, when I saw this program, I was especially, of course, I was always interested in the Channel 13 work, but I was especially interested in this. John James Audubon, most of us know the name. Not too many people know about the man.
He is really a great character in American history. You know, when you think of somebody who paints these beautiful and delicate, intricate pictures, you don't think of him as a great frontiersman or even a great dancer or musician. One of the things I love about Audubon, he was also known in his youth as a great ice skater. And he was also known, in a way, as a scoundrel and a liar and maybe a philanderer. We're not sure, but that seems to be indicated in his diaries. So, you know, he's a funny character. He wrote beautifully and wildly about the American frontier. So he's not just, an artist up in his attic painting away quietly.
Well, and the other thing that's interesting to me about him, and I learned, I knew a little bit about him just because of my interest in things that he was interested in, but I didn't know a lot about him. And what I didn't really know was his origins and how, you know, he wasn't born on the frontier. His name wasn't written in the dirt of the frontier. He came to the frontier and he came to America and to America's wildlife in kind of a circuitous way, didn't he?
You know, he is a typical immigrant in one way, that he comes from someplace else and makes it over here. However, he doesn't come over as a poor kid in steerage. His father was a wealthy captain in France, and he sends him over here to escape the draft, Napoleon's draft in 1803. But Audubon was always trying to hide his past because his mother was a French servant girl, a mistress of his father. And he was born in Haiti and then adopted by his father's real wife. And he would make up all kinds of stories about his past. He would say he was French royalty. He would say that he'd studied with the finest artists in Paris. None of that was true. And through the rest of his life, he made up everything completely. But he, unlike a lot of other people, he could show you his talent. So he might have made up his past, but his present, his reality was very good, and he was able to finally make it in life with his extraordinary paintings.
Well, he was a complex individual, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was basically thrown out of American society when he tried to get the approval of the Academy of Natural Sciences in Philadelphia. They blackballed him, and that's when he decided he had to go to Europe to get some recognition, which is not unusual for Americans.
Mm-hmm. What was he blackballed? What was he trying to get them to do?
He was trying to get them to accept his paintings and to give him a show.
He'd already gone out into the frontier. He'd already gone out into the woods and painted and accomplished quite a few paintings, and they just weren't recognizing him.
That's right.
And why was that? Because he didn't have the training that they thought he should have.
They thought of him as a hick, and this is interesting because he was anything but a hick. He was a true gentleman. He had been schooled in the gentlemanly arts. But he had a thick French accent. He'd been living in the woods for a long time when he came into the city, and he dressed kind of oddly. He wasn't part of the American society, but his greatest sin was that he told everybody that he was better than this man named Alexander Wilson, who was up till then the premier painter of birds in the country.
Whose name now most people in America will learn from you, but never knew of him before.
Alexander Wilson actually tried to get Audubon to subscribe to his works, but Audubon knew he was better. But the problem was that the head of the Philadelphia Museum was Alexander Wilson's executor and good friend, and so he Audubon had a natural enemy at the head of.
He had a roadblock there, didn't he?
Right, and that's one of the reasons he left the country altogether.
Yeah,
and ironically, when he gets to London. London is in the middle of a craze, an American "I Love America" craze.
Right.
And they said anything American is good. You know, it was just going back to nature was good because England had already been completely exploited and industrialized.
Right.
And here was Audubon coming out of the New World, dressed in his bear skins, very handsome and dramatic, and women fell for him and the society fell for him. And he became famous there literally overnight.
Wow. And what about what year was that?
That's in 1826. And he spent 13 years in England.
Had he already painted all of the paintings he was going to paint of American birds and wildlife at that point?
No, hardly. He only had
more. All right, well, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back, folks. I told you were going to like this. This is good stuff. I'm Jim Blasingame. Lawrence Hodd is our guest. He's director and producer of the American Masters presentation, John James Audubon, Drawn from Nature. It's on television tonight, I believe. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check both of them out when you get a chance. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. You can come in and roam around and use everything that we have to your advantage, and we hope you will. Lawrence Hodd, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Lawrence is, he says we can call him Larry. He's the director and producer of the American Masters presentation, John James Audubon, Drawn from Nature. Now, Larry, that's on tonight on PBS, right?
That's right.
And so, folks, be sure to check this out. I've had an advanced screening of this thing. I'm very excited about it. Larry, you did a great job, and I hope everybody watches. And that's on at what time? 8 o'clock?
It's nationally scheduled at 9, but check local listings because...
Yeah, because the local public station may air it at a different hour, so be sure to check that out, folks. And turn on your DVR, turn on your recording. You're going to want to record this and watch it again. And make the children sit in front of this and watch it. I promise you they'll like it. You know, Larry, when Audubon did his work, that was pre-photography. As I say, I've got a lot of wildlife prints that were mostly from the 20th century artists. But those guys had the benefit of photography. They could take a bird, a picture of a bird in nature. They could take that picture and they could draw from it. They could create their works from it. Audubon didn't have that benefit. Tell us how he actually was able to just do such a great job of depicting all the detail of these animals.
Well, Audubon famously said that if he didn't shoot 100 birds in a day, it was a day wasted. So he killed those birds, but he wasn't doing it just for wanton murder. He was doing it so that he could examine the birds and paint them when they were fresh. He would say that the feather colors would fade if he didn't paint them right away. At the time when he was killing all those birds, everybody was out killing birds because that's how they fed themselves.
That's right.
You know, we get our food from the grocery store now, but nobody did then.
Well, in those days, birds blackened the sky.
Well, the passenger pigeons certainly did. And one of the scenes we have in the film is of it's an animation of the passenger pigeon hunts that Audubon wrote so graphically about. One thing we do is, which I really think works visually, is we take those passenger pigeons in animation and we morph them right into the real passenger pigeons in a specimen draw. And those are actually the passenger pigeons that Audubon shot. So here we have 150 years later, you can actually see those birds.
Wow.
And the way Audubon painted is fascinating. We have a great scene in the film where an artist, Walton Ford, shows us how Audubon would set up a graph, take the freshly killed bird, pin it to this graph, and then create another graph next to it and draw the points so he could say, okay, from this here to here is, you know, 3.2 inches, and this is what exactly will be on the graph. And that's how he would get the measurements exactly.
So the perspective would be accurate.
Absolutely accurate.
The aspect would be correct.
Right.
It's so interesting that he wanted that kind of detail. And isn't it interesting, out of this kind of a character, that there came this kind of a perfectionist?
You know,
I mean, someone who lied and schemed and liked to have fun, kind of a bon vivant impresario kind of a guy, that there was this kind of a meticulous detail inside of him.
You know, we wouldn't know about him if it weren't for his great talent. He wasn't not only a great painter, but he was also a great writer. And you know, the American public knows him because of the Audubon Society is named after him 50 years after he died. But the people who really get into him, it's not only the paintings, it's the millions and millions of words that he wrote describing the birds in great details and their habits. But that it's fun to read because he also describes his own habits. And he'll talk about hunting a bird, and then he'll talk about where he had to sleep for the night, and then he'll talk about the guy who tried to rob him and how he had to beat him upside the head to get out of it.
That's wonderful provenance, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. What are your, as a producer, as you got into this program, what kind of a relationship did you take away from Audubon?
Well, what I liked about Audubon was that he was a real person. That he was so flawed that every time you thought that, you know, you were going to like him, you'd turn around and do something that would bother you. I'll give you an example. Here's a guy who was jailed for bankruptcy. And he's very embarrassed about this. He comes out of jail, and he's so upset that he's going down financially that he starts going after the people who owe him money, and he starts bad mouthing this guy named Sam Bowen, and Bowen doesn't like it, of course, and comes after Audubon and jumps him one night and clubs him, tries to club him to death, and Audubon, who's a big, tall, burly guy, just takes it. And when the guy's tired of clubbing him, Audubon throws him on the ground, pulls out a knife, and stabs him. And so he's you know, remember, he's just been in jail. Now he gets arrested again. He's charged with attempted murder. But when the judge hears the story, he says to Audubon, "I'm going to acquit you. The only thing you did wrong is not kill the guy." Yeah. So this is, you know, this is not your you know, he's not a wimp.
This guy's a character. He's an American original, and of course, folks, the The programming is called American Master Presents. It's a series. It's been going on for a long time. I've been covering them for a number of years. Lawrence Hodge is the producer and the director, an award-winning director and producer. The program is called John James Audubon, Drawn from Nature, tonight on PBS. Check your local listings. Get your DVR ready. You're going to want to tape this, folks. Hey, Larry, thank you for being here. Come back another day. I hope you will.
Jim, thanks very much for having me.
Thank you a lot. Lawrence Hodge, ladies and gentlemen. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with John Fox. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.